You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Not all that long ago, Cardinal Joseph Bernardin, Archbishop of Chicago, was told that a cancer which had been in remission had returned and that he only had a short time to live. He died less than 3 months after that diagnosis. In that period of time, he wrote a book covering the previous 3 years of his life. In the book, titled The Gift of Peace, discussed one of the most difficult periods of his life. It seems that a young man named Stephen accused the cardinal of inappropriate behavior some 30 years prior. And of course, the media picked up this event as front page news, and the evening news, it was the lead story. Could have been the end of a long and distinguished vocation. But Stephen eventually recanted his story, withdrew the accusation, and acknowledged that it was all false. Of course, the news did not cover that as it did the original accusation. But in his book, Cardinal Bernardin describes the reconciliation that he had initiated with his accuser. Stephen was dying of AIDS at the time, and at their meeting, Stephen offered the cardinal an apology that was graciously and gently accepted. The cardinal showed Stephen a 100-year-old chalice that was a gift from a man who asked the cardinal to celebrate the Mass sometime for Stephen. And he did so right then and there. Cardinal Bernardin described this meeting with Stephen as the most profound and unforgettable experience of reconciliation in his whole priestly life. And then in today's gospel, we find the first disciples locked away in a room, huddled in there in despair. They had to confront their failure. Their failure to be faithful to Jesus in the hours leading up to his death. They rejected him, denied him, and left him to face his passion and death all alone. They were dispirited after the death of their best friend and terrified of their fate as well because of the Sanhedrin, and that they might do the same to them. Suddenly, Jesus stands amongst them and says, "Of all things, peace be with you." And he breathes the Holy Spirit upon them. It was a moment when the risen Lord reconciled his failed disciples to himself. They recognized themselves as forgiven, and they were filled with joy. Knowing the mercy of the Lord firsthand, they took that joy of reconciliation with them and then set out on a mission to baptize the world into Christ. For us, those who have been baptized, the sacrament of penance is a privileged moment of reconciliation when we too receive that very same forgiveness from the Lord that those disciples received. We too are asked to go on mission and offer that same forgiveness that we have received to others. We do this in the daily forgiveness of our brothers and sisters by using or listening to those difficult words, "I'm sorry." In those words, Jesus is standing in our midst, helping us to break out of situations that can be draining of life, spirit, for everyone that is involved. From our gospel story, consider Thomas. He had not been in the room when the risen Lord appeared to the other disciples. Thomas seems to have cut himself off from the community of the disciples. Perhaps he had gone off on his own, maybe to nurse his wounds, so to speak. Whatever the reason, he missed out on the gifts of peace and forgiveness that had been bestowed upon the others by the risen Lord. He's not unlike many today who, for a variety of reasons, have cut themselves off from the church and the boundless grace of the sacraments. For all its flaws and its failings that befall any human organization and institution, the church, filled with fallible humans, is the place where we can encounter the risen Lord. The church, the body of Christ, is perfect, but the individual members of the church, that's you and me, are not. But it is here, in this place, where the Lord stands amongst the community of present-day disciples, when we gather in worship and in prayer, and when we gather to serve others in the Lord's name. It is in these moments that we hear the Lord's words, "Peace be with you." And we too can experience his divine mercy. The community of disciples reached out to Thomas. They shared their newfound faith with him, their Easter faith. Those first disciples remind us of our calling to keep reaching out in faith to all whom, for whatever reason, have drifted away from the community of believers and no longer gather with us. It is true that when we reach out to someone, we may be rejected with the same words that Thomas used, "I refuse to believe." Yet, even though our efforts may fail, we know that the Lord will keep reaching out, even to us, when we ourselves cut ourselves off from the community of faith, just as the Lord reached out to Thomas when he was in his doubt. "Doubt no longer," Jesus said, "but believe." I'll conclude with a quote from Thomas Merton, himself a doubting Thomas at one time, and who led a life like a tomcat, puns intended, until his conversion to Catholicism. He wrote in his book, The Asian Journal, he said, "Faith is not the suppression of doubt." I'll say that again. Faith is not the suppression of doubt. It is the overcoming of doubt. And you overcome doubt by going through it. A person of faith who has never experienced doubt is not a person of faith. End quote. It is the same sentiment that allowed the Apostle Thomas to pronounce the greatest act of faith ever. Words that we too say at the elevation of the body and blood of Christ at the time of consecration. My Lord and my God.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.